Blog Talk Radio.
Finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his heart. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that? No! We will run!
And we will live.
Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your bed, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Certificate, Candy, and people are trying to figure out why isn't he giving his birth certificate. It's not a birth certificate.
What exactly happened on 9/11? How did they know who did this so quickly like they did Lee Harvey Oswald?
The official story of Sandy Hook has more holes in it than Swiss cheese.
Tonight we start with proof the deep state is real in America.
Conspiracy theories have taken center stage in American politics today.
But then we noticed a virus.
This is a planetary takeover plan. Fauci and Bill and Melinda Gates own the virus. They patented it 2 years ago.
Viral testing, so when you're
false flag event to then mandatory vaccines.
You've heard three or four different concepts as to how it came out.
When the coronavirus pandemic hit America, frontline filmmaker Michael Kirk was already working on a film investigating the role of political conspiracy theories in our democracy.
There's been a concerted effort, now that everything has moved from the fringe to the center, to knock down knowledge-based information. And all of a sudden, a large number of Americans simply do not believe what they're being told. And that's where we find ourselves now.
In this episode, Michael Kirk on how fringe conspiracy theories have become central to understanding the nation's response to the coronavirus outbreak. I'm Rainey Aronson, and this is the Frontline Dispatch.
The Frontline Dispatch is made possible by the Abrams Foundation, committed to excellence in journalism, and by the WGBH Catalyst Fund. Support for the Frontline Dispatch also comes from the Massachusetts General Hospital Cancer Center. Early detection is key to catching and treating many cancers. You can learn more about the innovative programs at massgeneral.org/cancer. Mass General Cancer Center. Every day amazing.
So, Mike, you know, you and I are so used to sitting across the table and just talking. And today we're talking remotely, which is, of course, a sign of the times. But thanks for joining me on the Dispatch.
It's absolutely my pleasure, Rainey.
Over the years, you and I have long talked, I mean, this is now going on almost a decade, talked about conspiracy theories, how they take hold, how they spread. And, you know, we've always wondered what the right timing was for a big film on conspiracy theories. So I want you to talk to us about why now.
Well, I think one of the things we've discovered, Rainey, in all the years of making these films about Washington and the White House and the presidency, is the extent to which to try to come up with a sort of unifying explanation of why what is happening in America's politics was happening, especially when we experienced in the 2008-2009 time period the rise of the Tea Party in America. And we wondered, how does something like that get started? How does it grow? How does it influence our politics? And as you know from our earlier discussion of whether we should make this film or not, we came to the belief that the conspiracy theories are central to America's politics right now, for sure, and have been growing that way through the Obama administration and up to now. They've been with us forever, but they are central now to, I think, what's happening in our politics.
You're a director who loves to tell a story through people. So, Mike, who's been central in your character portraits?
Well, the way we're telling our story is through the rise of Alex Jones.
It is Monday, May 18th, the year of 2020, and this is the emergency transmission for the pro-human future. And we have a great responsibility here on the broadcast to really lay out the enemy plan. And I dare say, if you choose to accept this mission, you have an incredible responsibility because we have a real chance at stopping the New World Order.
His rise is the rise of conspiracy theory in American politics. You watch him starting back with 9-11 and moving to this moment now where he is literally gone from the fringe right into the Oval Office. Many people in the film call President Trump the conspirator-in-chief because he does have a conspiratorial mindset and has had it all of his career. But Jones and Trump are connected in 2015-2016 by Roger Stone, who becomes the sort of second major character in the film. And all of whatever they talk about in that incredible summer is amplified by Vladimir Putin and Russia, and it is all in the service of Donald Trump and Trump's presidency. We get the left in there pretty substantially after Trump is elected, but in these incredibly important years, it is through Jones that you can watch the growth, the power, the reach of the modern political conspiracy.
So Stone, Jones, and Trump. What is that moment? When is that? What happens? What goes down?
So Alex Jones was once upon a time a fringe, late night access TV guy in Austin, Texas.
And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I've been warning you about it for at least 5 years. All terrorism that we've looked at from the World Trade Center to Oklahoma City to Waco has been government actions. They need this as a pretext to bring you and your family martial law.
His fame is accentuated by the fact that he has figured out how to use the Internet to connect fringe people. Otherwise, you've always had conspiracists, and they were out there passing mimeographed letters back and forth. Once Jones figures out how to build a network from Facebook to Instagram to YouTube, all the ways that you can spread a conspiracy and connect people who believe in them, suddenly he's the guy, big, powerful force on the fringe. What he discovers is that he has to get more and more sort of outrageous, and the conspiracies have to get bigger and bigger. At this time, he's primarily an entertainer and a salesman of supplements, body armor for the coming Armageddon that will come because the world government is going to take over.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, MPUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the
talk about gold IRAs.
They've been available since 1980.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed.
Alex and his staff have used these Pure Soap products.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults?
Genesis control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best.
But by 2012, he realizes that he's got to ramp it up more and more and more. Along comes Newtown.
With the latest on the deadly shooting at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut, the Sandy Hook School, and it is turning out to be worse than anyone could have imagined.
And he becomes famous for saying this is a false flag operation. There was actually not a shooting in Newtown, but a government-sponsored way to get your Second Amendment rights abrogated, take your guns. So that's his sort of claim to fame, and it's really outrageous. What he says. It gets him in a little bit of trouble, but it's trouble is his middle name by now. He's making a tremendous amount of money, and his audience is huge, but it's on the fringe. He needs, if he wants to get into politics at all, he needs a politician who needs him and needs his audience. Roger Stone, a outrageous figure by his own account, I just interviewed Roger. He's a true character in American politics. And a powerful one.
And let me give you Roger Stone's bio, just so you know who he is in case you don't. Roger Stone's a veteran of non-Republican presidential campaigns, serving Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, Senator Bob Dole, to his subsequent regret, both George Bush, 41 and 43. Stone's a New York Times bestselling author, and Donald Trump called him a patriot and a tough cookie. Mr. Stone, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, thanks once again for having me.
You bet. Where do you want to go first?
Let's talk about the media savagery of Donald J. Trump. I must tell you, not since I saw Richard Nixon...
You think of him because of some of the things that he says and does as maybe a really marginal kind of person, a little bit like you would have thought of Alex Jones. But actually, he's been there since the very, very beginning. And he has a very close personal relationship with Donald Trump in 2015. And he knows that Trump knows that in order to break out of the pack of all the establishment Republicans, he needs to activate fringe angry people who have probably not been in politics before. So by deciding to join up with Alex Jones, who needs political juice and cred to keep his audience going and is interested in American politics, he hasn't been that political other than fearing world government. He hasn't picked a candidate ever. So all of a sudden, Roger Stone appears on Alex Jones' program. They hit it off. They have a countless number of appearances. And finally, Jones secures what he wants, and Trump secures what he wants, which is an interview on the Alex Jones program.
Donald Trump is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, for the next 30 minutes or so. And obviously, he is a maverick. He's an original. He tells it like it is. Doesn't read off a teleprompter. Neither do I. He's self-made. this whole media operation that reaches 20 million people a week worldwide, conservatively, self-made. That's why I'm so excited. And he joins us from Trump Tower in New York City. He is the leading 2016 Republican presidential contender. Donald, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be with you.
And that moment is the moment that Alex Jones, A, falls in love, and B, Donald Trump knows that he's going to be able to start to activate all the people who have been with Alex Jones and have not really been people who voted before.
1 minute left, Donald Trump. What do you have to say about what's coming up?
I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Well, I'm impressed. I mean, you're saying you're fully committed. You know there's no future if we don't take this country back. Donald Trump, thank you so much, sir. You will be attacked for coming on, and we know you know that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now they're interested. They get interested by listening to Stone and Jones, and more importantly, they're listening to Trump. And Jones is very big on saying that he often says things to Stone on the show. And not very long after that, Trump tends to repeat them in arena performances during his campaign.
As we've been saying for 3 years, Hillary is the founder of ISIS along with Obama.
President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton.
So suddenly Alex Jones, all the way from the fringes, has landed right at the heart of the United States presidential election, enough so that some people we've talked to in the interviews have said you can attribute Trump's victory to that alliance between Jones, Stone, and Trump.
That is such an untold story in terms of our political history, especially the contemporary chapter of this history. So I was curious, Mike. I mean, obviously, these guys are sharing stories that are resonant. They're talking about things that people are worried about, anxious about. Can you tell me, what are they talking about? What kind of conspiracy theories are they spreading, and what's the content in those ideas?
Yeah, there's two fundamental things that are happening. So Stone has had a sort of second life as a conspiracist when he writes a book about the Kennedy assassination and says there's no way John F. Kennedy was shot by a single gunman in a Texas school book depository. He also has written lots of articles and a book about the Clintons and Bill Clinton's alleged rapes and Hillary's compliance with that. So the Kennedy assassination and the Clinton hatred and hatred of the Bush administration as well. This is a big anti-elite movement that he's bringing to the Jones show. And Jones, of course, spends his whole career very concerned about world government, internationalism, globalism, and the idea that big government, the Clintons, the Bushes, and others are just waiting for the right moments to institute something that will take guns away from people and get people locked up. And that runs the whole gamut from vaccines to almost all of it, including, and where Jones and Stone come together, health problems of Hillary Clinton. And when they raise in the summer of 2016 the conspiracy that Hillary Clinton is ill, that really wakes up on Facebook.
Well, she was in a hospital for almost a year. She had a bunch of brain surgeries, folks. They've kept her medical records secret. She looks like hell. But, I mean, what's really going on with Hillary? What's the inside intel, Roger?
Her health is not good. Bill's health is also not good. She's either had a small stroke or she has had some other disorder. She seems to have no stamina whatsoever.
And guess who is paying attention at that moment to that? That's Vladimir Putin and his Internet Research Agency in Moscow. And the way that goes, according to lots of people we talked to, is the Russians are in the business to amplify the things that people like Jones and Stone talk about.
Right. So I was curious, before we get to coronavirus, the specific conspiracies around that, you're making a big documentary. You're sharing in part
conspiracy theories. How do you walk that fine line of not amplifying this, but also trying to understand and get underneath this movement in a way that isn't just adding more of this into the universe of our media world?
You're right about that, Rainey. How do we walk the line between actually just talking about it and it and making it somehow true? I think it's very clear from the very beginning what's at work here, what the nature of a conspiracy is, why people believe in conspiracies. We have two very good and experienced authors who have written about this in some detail. And
let's talk to Will in Arizona. Thanks for holding her on the air.
First off, I am a Prism TV Planet member.
Awesome, brother. Go ahead and into your points, and I'll hold you over if need be.
If you really want to have an unabridged idea of what is going on today, look at, it's actually a YouTube video, but it's a documentary, Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. He actually kicked out a lot of the bankers because they were trying to implode Germany after World War One. And it was the bankers. And when I was watching that, it was 5 hours long. And I started listening and saying to myself, wait a minute, they are just repeating history. But because we are so dumbed down in the sense of our historical knowledge.
Well, I haven't seen the documentary you're talking about. But people can, I guess, check it out for themselves.
The very well-made, excellent, and moving documentary called Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. I want you to do something for me as well, and I would really appreciate it. Before you listen to this interview, I want you to watch the documentary. I know you want to listen to this program right away, but if you haven't already seen it, I want you to stop this program right now and go watch the documentary first. And I'm adamant about watching the documentary because one of the biggest hurdles that the majority of people seem to have, they're basically just kind of set in their ways, and they argue that they already know everything that they need to know concerning this topic. Well, I can promise you, people, you don't know one-tenth of it.
I think at one time or another, we've all questioned as to whether all that we see and are experiencing in our world has some sort of a rational plan behind it, because we understand now that both the Republican and the Democratic Party in our country are basically run by the same people. The same money finances both sides. We now know, of course, through the work of many historians who have spent their life working on research, to show us that both sides of world conflicts have always been financed by the same people. And as I've said before, there seems to be a method to the madness going on in the world. We know, of course, that we cannot depend on our leaders. Our leaders are misleaders. There is a science that they're following. They have their own agenda, and it doesn't include you. What your government pays for, it gets. If you are paid to do something for the government, they will extract from you exactly what they have paid for. When we understand that, then we look at universities and schools, government-financed institutions of education, and see the kind of students and the kind of education that's being turned out by these government-financed schools. Logic will tell you that if what is being turned out in those schools was not in accord with what the state and the federal government wanted, then it would change it. The bottom line is that the government is getting what they have ordered. They're getting what they have paid for. They do not want your children to be educated. They do not want you to think too much. That is why our country and our world has become so proliferated with entertainments, mass media, game shows, television shows, amusement parks, drugs, alcohol, and every kind of entertainment to keep the human mind entertained so that you don't get in the way of important people by doing too much thinking. You had better wake up and understand that there are people who are guiding your life and you don't even know it. And all American citizens, I think, have suspected something like this is going on. But we're all too busy trying to stay alive and live our lives. And after all, what can one person do about it? This is the most powerful government the world has ever known. They have the ability to get a hold on Adolf Hitler 50 years ago. He had a standing army, the greatest navy, air force, military, secret underworld organizations operating throughout the world. But this government got a hold on Adolf Hitler because it chose to and it wanted to. And if you do not pay your income taxes, they will find you if you go to the Amazon jungle. And they will make an example of you. They will find you and they will deal with you. And you know it. But for some reason, they're unable to get a handle on drugs and the crime in the streets for some reason.
All right, everybody. Joseph Gibson podcasting here. Understanding the times in which we live today. Phone number 657-383-0616. Obviously, we opened up here tonight with the conspiracy theory. Where they tried to, you know, everything is a conspiracy theory, there's no truth to it, and they try to muddy the waters of like the Kennedy assassination, for example, which we all know, you know, obviously something went on there that was not told, but why, you know, and it becomes a conspiracy theory. 9/11 was an inside job, that was another one there, you know, really, do you believe those towers were brought down exactly such as in the manner they were? It looked like a demolition job. Why would they bring down the towers? Why would they do that? Again, another conspiracy theory. Adolf Hitler there, you know, and he, guy wanted peace, didn't want war, you know, stated that many, many times in his speeches, called out the bankers and the people that controlled the money system and the money supply and their little pack, their little secret cliques, he would say, in his speeches, and they got a hold of him, you know, and the technology that he had, the scientists that he had in Germany were so far advanced, their tanks were, they just didn't have the resources, so, but they made an example out of him. Alex Jones there, talking about him. You know, of course, people say things that don't really click with all facts that people say. Oh, he say he, you know, everyone's ready to put everyone and what they say under a microscope. And sometimes people just talk, and sometimes their words are misconstrued and what they really mean. But when you're reporting news or you're reporting to the people and you're trying to tell people what's going on within the government, obviously you have to stick to the facts as much as possible. Just like the January 6th. Capital riots there that they had. They call them riots. See, even I call them capital riots. How, they're not a riot. It's the people protesting the election. They're bringing their grievance to the representatives, and not one representative came out of that building to address the many people that were standing on the front lawn there. You know, they did not address it. So that representative should have done that, and then maybe nothing would have happened as it did happen. So, and that is the duty of the representatives. But is it really? Because are we really a lawful de jure government? Well, I debate with people all the time. The Civil War was lost. We're not going to go back and refight it. You know, the state sovereign rights were lost, and the federal government can enter into the states and impose its will upon the people. It was proven during the Civil War and the Reconstruction Acts afterwards, and then the takeover of the monetary system by the Federal Reserve, private bank. Founders warned against the private banking cartels to take over its money supply. The issuance of our currency should be given to the people. The people should have the power of the purse, not a private bank, offshore bank, that is owned by private stockholders. You know, obviously, you know, but the Federal Reserve, you know, it prints the money, it creates these crises, you know, economic booms and busts and whatnot. And then you get into the birth certificate thing, you know, all this stuff, these conspiracy theories. But everything is coming to a head eventually here. It has to. The house of cards that just can't stand forever. They can't keep propping it up. How many wars can they have? What can they do to justify these wars? I mean, to pay for everything and keep the books leveled and adjusted. How can they keep doing this? You know, And how long can the people continue to digress? We're becoming more immoral. Our hearts are becoming more hardened towards each other or more violent. We see that in a violent crime spike in, across the United States. We see the weather patterns changing. You know, and then you get to the God thing. You know, the creator thing is what's after you die. So all these topics, you know, we can sit there and laugh and say, it's a conspiracy theory. You know, what's a conspiracy theory? Well, that's why they analyzed that, and I played that there in the beginning. I don't think it's all a conspiracy theory. There has to be some truth somewhere down the line as a foundation to begin the story. I mean, Cook, you know, so. But anyway, the phone number is 657-383-0616. And we know that we have today, we have a socialist agenda out there. We have the Democrats, which I agree with a lot of the Democrats and some of the things that they say about the system itself. It's a corrupt capitalist society. But socialism isn't the answer. It's not the answer. You know, it's not. And capitalism can work. But the problem is you have imperialistic views and regulation that manipulates who gets, you know, who does what. And that is corrupt, and that leads to corruption. If you were to open up a small business today, you don't get the same level playing field. Try to do business with somebody like Amazon. Call Amazon. We've demonstrated that on our podcast here many times where we call these big corporations and you're talking to somebody in the Philippines. And another problem that we're having today, understanding the times which we live today, these robocallers, these fake callers, crank callers, these phishing expeditions to divulge your personal information, these hackers. You know, and really, this is a severe problem. And they break the law doing it, spoofing their caller ID and using someone else's phone number and pretending to be someone else or pretending to be a fake corporation or company and trying to get your personal information. There has to be a way to stop them, and we've gone over that a few times on this podcast also. There is ways to stop them, but it really falls on deaf ears, and a lot of people pretend they don't know how it's done or how to fix it either. The government has the tools. This government has all the tools to correct these problems, but they don't because they have to keep people under what? Control. It's all about control in the end. Who can control who? You know, and you know, what is it all about? I mean, if you have no control over the people and the people don't believe in something, you'll have, you know, you have, you know, what, 8 billion people on this planet. You know, how will you control them? You have to control them somehow. And these elitists, these powers of, that are the head of states around the world, they meet and they talk with each other, and they have a theory, or they have a an end game solution too. They believe in something too, and it's evil. And they do these worship ceremonies and whatnot. So you can start getting into all that stuff, and you start understanding the New World Order and the globalist agenda and how it's all formulating right before our very eyes today. And after all, what that last gentleman just said, after all, what can one person do? What can one person do? So let me take my first caller here. We'll move down the line here. 657-383-0616, press number 1, on screen, uncensored. And you can tell your story, talk, bring your opinions on, whatever you may want to do. You're welcome to come on here. Here on Sunday Night Show. All right, let's go to 203.
Good evening. What can one person do about it? I don't think one person can do diddly squat about it. And I'm talking about robocallers. You know, as of July 1st, they supposedly came out with something to stop, eliminate, or cut down these robocallers. And you're exactly right. It is illegal what they're doing. And I've commented on robocallers 2 or 3 times on this show. And the fact is, they don't have to do anything. All they got to do is go back to the way it was. But the way it was, they stopped doing that about 3 years ago, and they took that way of stopping it away from you. That's what they did. So, in a nutshell, what it is, again, it's a big game, it's a big club, and you're not in it, and you're not going to be in it. And that's just the way it is, because the FCC doesn't want to know about robocallers. at least not from an individual, and neither do your politicians, because I've written to both of them. And you'll either get no reply or you'll get a politically correct response back, you know, telling you to go to hell in such a way that you really expect the trip, because that's what they do. But there are plenty of things that they could do to stop these robocallers. They could stop it dead on, flat out, and they could make it so easy, and everybody would be so happy. But evidently, like I said just previously, I think that's what they want, because it's a big club, and you're not in it.
Yeah, and it's about control, too. They want to control. They want to control what you're doing. I mean, look at the forced vaccination thing they're coming out with, the strike force thing that they want to come out with. They're going to go door to door, try to convince people to be vaccinated. You know, I mean, what's going on with that, you know?
And didn't Biden pass some sort of executive order or whatever that the Department of Justice is now in charge of this vaccination posse going around trying to gain people's information? First of all, I don't know what that executive order was, and if it's an executive order, it doesn't affect us because it's not a law. But if they come around asking you about vaccination, I would think that's a violation of the HIPAA laws. But then again, I'm just an individual, and they don't care what I say. They'll just take me away in handcuffs.
Yeah. Well, they sure will. They sure will. You got that right. You know, they'll kidnap you for, you know. So, you know, and a lot of people out there, they have a lot to say, but they don't take advantage of these platforms and talk and tell their stories or use the tools that are offered to us out there. The information age, all the information is at our fingertips right there. You know, instead we want to pay attention to Fox News and CNN, you know.
Right. Well, you're not obligated to talk to these people when they come to your door. As a matter of fact, if I were you, I'd put a sign up right on your door: no trespassing, no soliciting. And if they knock on your door, you're under no obligation to even say hello. And if they force their way into your house, you know what to do next.
Yeah. Well, we'll leave it up to the people. I've got area code 973 here. We'll bring them on here, see what they have to say, if they want to join the conversation. Go ahead, 973.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have to apologize for the way I speak. I'm handicapped, so.
That's okay.
I'm a little labored when I speak. I'm calling because I need some advice.
Okay, go ahead.
Last 3 years, it's been hard for me. Last year with this whole pandemic thing was very hard. But I'm in it now because I've been having an affair with my physical therapist. And I need to break it to my wife, and I don't know how to do it.
Well,
send her a letter.
Or you know what? Honesty is always the best policy. Just break it to her.
You know, I've been trying to do that. Started out just some flirting. But then, you know, I'm in a wheelchair. I'm quadriplegic. So it's very hard because my wife has been there for me. And I'm not too proud of what I've done. But this woman is the woman I'm cheating with. Is the woman I want to be with. So I really don't know what to do.
Well, I mean, you married your wife. You made a promise to her. You made a commitment to her. I mean, you know, I would go to God. I mean, I don't know if you believe in God or not, or what you believe in, what your background is, but what you appeal to or has a higher power, but. If it was me, I would go to God and ask God for forgiveness and get right and get honest, be honest with your wife and see what happens after that.
Yeah. Well, I suspected for a long time she was having an affair, too. Well, that was part of the problem.
Ah, okay.
So I asked.
All right.
Yeah. with
so you had communication problems. So you had communication problems with your wife. So that's always the first thing to go is communication, and then that's what makes the marriage suffer or you know, partnership.
Yeah, it is. It's hard because we have a child, and that's why I feel a lot of the shame I do, because obviously if I left her, it would be very hard on our child.
Well, you're still going to take care of your child, aren't you?
Well, of course, but a divorce, I know, is hard on children.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why, like I said, I mean, so you plan on leaving, so this is, you're not going to break it off with your, the one you're having an affair with, right? You're not going to break it off. You're definitely going to stick with her, right?
I mean, that's what my heart is telling me to do, but, a lot of it depends on whether my wife is having an affair as well. She's having an affair, obviously. This is not really not meant to be.
Well, that's true.
Conversation I need to have.
Yeah, I would approach your wife and ask her and say, hey, look, I got a confession to make, but we have to have a heart-to-heart conversation, and I want to know if you're cheating on me, and I want to let you know that I've cheated on you, so we have a problem here with our marriage, so what can we do to resolve this?
Yeah.
But first, I need, you know what I mean?
If I were to put her on the line, would you speak with her?
Oh, you want me to speak with her? Well, you want me to tell her for you?
That would be a way to get into it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not? What the heck?
Wow. Okay, hang on.
All right.
Go in the other room. Right, just give me a second because I'm in a wheelchair.
Sure, take your time. Sure.
Thank you. Hang on. Thank you. Her name's Beverly.
Beverly.
Someone, come here. Pick up the phone in your room. Okay, hang on. Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, who's this?
My name is Joseph Gibson. I'm on a podcast show called Understanding the Times in Which You Live Today. And your husband called in, and apparently he has a confession to make, but he kind of needs some help. He says that he's having an affair behind your back with his, therapist, I think he said, but he's also suspecting that you're cheating on him. So is that true?
Is this a joke?
I don't think it's a joke. He called into my podcast show and he gave a confession and said he needed some advice.
No, I know your show. I know your show. And so you're cheating on me. Yes.
But he also needs to know if
you're
cheating.
One of your little whores.
Well, hang on. He thinks that you're having an affair too. Is that true?
With the physical therapist, right?
That's correct.
I knew it. Oh, my God.
Well, hang on now.
I knew it.
But he thinks that you're having an affair. Is that true? Have you been seeing somebody on the side? Oh, so you've been cheating on him also.
You know what? I've been with Brian.
Okay.
Brian.
Well, I don't know who Brian is, but maybe he does.
Well, I'll tell you what he is. He's a guy who, he suffers from some disabilities too, but he's not emotionally paralyzed like you, David. He's not. And, he has full feeling in his right leg. And, he uses that text-to-speech computer, but it sounds really good. And he satisfies me. And I knew you were cheating. I knew it. I knew you were. So yeah,
well,
I am with him. And you know what? He's a much better man than my husband, who would call into, no offense to your show, but to some show and publicize this.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, he felt that, well, he had trouble communicating the message to you. I guess it's been bothering his conscience. And, you know, he felt that he should call in my show and say, hey, I got, you know, can you please help me out and tell my wife that I've been cheating on her. So what's the next step, you think? What do you, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people
well,
are listening
I,
right
the
now.
The next step is I should have listened to my father and never married him.
Well, you obviously
must have loved him
at one time.
Well, I did. But you know what? I was under the impression he couldn't even you know, be intimate with somebody. Well, I guess the cure for that is a 28-year-old with perky little boobs, I guess.
Oh boy!
I guess that's
oh, okay.
The cure
so she's
is, right?
Younger. So she's younger, and but did she know? I mean, now if she knew that he was a married man, I would say that she's wrong for doing this too. You know.
Everyone, I mean, of course it's wrong. Of course it's
yeah.
wrong.
So now what happens
of course
now? Are you going to get a divorce? Are you going to try to work things out and forgive each other or and go to counseling? Or how do you plan on going forward?
I don't know, David. I mean, what do you want to do?
I don't know. I can't believe it was Brian. Guy's a complete piece of shit, in my opinion. He really is.
Yeah, well, he's a lot better than you. He's a lot better than you, and I actually feel something when I'm with him. And really, he puts you to shame, David. He really does.
Well, I don't think you guys are going to be you guys aren't going to start fighting with each other, are you? Because we don't want, you know, I mean, you're going to be civil towards each other. Because obviously, when we leave you alone there tonight by yourselves, you got a lot to talk about.
Well, I'm not going to do. First of all, I'm not going to. I don't have to do anything because we don't even sleep in the same room anymore. He's downstairs. And I'm upstairs. And honestly, if you want to know something, the guy that I'm with, he's upstairs with me right now.
Oh, wow. So he's upstairs with you right now. Wait a second. Does your husband know this? Or did he sneak in the house?
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's right, David. When you're downstairs calling your little radio shows, he's up here and... We're making love.
So he's in the house right now, David. Oh, boy. Where's Brian? We need to get Brian on the line here.
I can do it. I don't care.
He's under the roof of a married
Hello?
Couple. Yeah, Brian.
Yeah, hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I mean,
Yeah.
But I know that her husband's down there, and you know, I'm in a wheelchair too, and quite frankly, if he wants to start shit, I'll go. I don't care. I'll go down there and I'll kick his ass.
Well, we don't want to advocate violence. We don't want no one hurting each other. I mean, I wouldn't recommend that. We want to see you guys go to jail.
You can't even get down the goddamn stairs. Sure, I can. You got the stair lifter. I'll come down right now. I don't care. Yeah, fucking try it.
Yeah, dude, I don't care. I'll do it. I will do it. I'll kick your ass.
Well, you want to beat him up, though, for what? I mean, he didn't do anything, did he? I mean, Has he done anything? I mean, actually, the husband should be the one that's angry and upset. I mean, but then again,
I wanted to, Joseph, I wanted to come down because I will. I may be in a wheelchair, but I will kick his fucking ass.
Uh-oh. Well, you hear
okay,
to Brian.
This is going high. This is going because
yeah.
We have a child here. We have our son, and I don't want people fighting here.
Yeah, if there's a child there, that's not the proper thing to do. How old is the child, if you don't mind me asking?
He's 10 years old.
10 years old. Okay, so you have a 10-year. Yeah, that's not.
The kid on the other side of the house is not going to hear anything. I'll just come down there. This guy wants to shoot his mouth off and talk shit. I mean,
it's
not like I'm beating
that.
Up a handicapped guy.
In on that, that
I'm handicapped too.
That would be devastating for a child. You know, to see two adults fighting.
Why don't you come down now? I want him. Come down. I'll kick you. Come down. Come down.
I won't fight you.
I'll just talk to you. You come down.
So okay. Yeah. I mean, you guys need to talk it out. I mean, how?
I'll come. Hang on. 1 second.
All right.
Please stop.
I guess he's getting on the stairlift.
Please stop. And I really don't want this has gone too far now. Please stop.
Yeah, we don't want no violence.
Where is he?
We don't want no violence. But if they want to talk though. You know.
Okay, I can hear our son's. I hear him up now. So now we've woken him up.
Yeah, that's not good. So, you know, I mean, in a way, though. I mean,
what you
talking?
You're still talking shit, dude. You're still talking shit.
Yeah. All right. So you are here, right? Come in here.
So you guys are under the same house.
Get the fuck
there.
Off me, motherfucker! Hey, fucker, shit, God, stop it! Fucking asshole!
All right, guys, we don't want to be fighting each other. Come on now. Uh-oh. What's going on? Who's hitting who?
You gonna stop your shit now?
Sounds like Brian's got him in a chokehold or something. Guys,
you guys
no fighting,
need to stop.
Please.
You guys need to stop. Someone's gonna hurt someone.
Yeah. Please. I don't want to partake in any crime here. You know, anybody hurting each other. I mean, obviously, there's, you know, there's fidelity here. Come on now, Brian, let go of him or whoever's holding who, please. Let's not fight each other. There's a time and place for everything.
My whole fucking wheelchair is malfunctioning in that, you stupid asshole.
Okay, do we have any? I got another caller on the line here. What? You got any advice for these gentlemen here?
Well, I did at the beginning. At this point, I'd say they're both out of control and they just need to stop.
Yeah, I would say
because
because
no good is going to come out of this. If this is a legitimate call on the internet and over the phone, you don't know what's real and what's not.
You're a fucking vegetable now. You really are now.
It appears that they're, I don't be hurting each other, you know. David, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, but this motherfucker won't get off of me.
I mean, what are you guys doing? You're both in wheelchairs.
He keeps fucking ramming into my goddamn stair.
Oh,
and I'm trying to beat him off.
All right, guys. I think you guys need to separate there. Maybe go back to your corners or back to your bedrooms or whatever's
Our
going
son
on.
Our son is up
I
and
mean,
he's crying now. Now he's upset. He's crying.
Oh, boy. You see, now you have a child now that's witnessing this violence. This is domestic violence. You know, you guys got to be careful here. I mean, this is wrong. You know, you can't do this. It's against the law. You can't hurt each other. You have courtrooms for that. You know, now the lawyers are going to love you. They're all going to rake in the money, and everyone's going to, and you'll lose the house, and the wheelchairs probably.
Know.
You know, yeah. I mean, you're, I mean, well, you know, the lawyers are going to get everything.
Yeah, you don't fucking like that, do you? You don't like that, do you? And I hit you back, motherfucker. You don't like that,
right,
do you?
Guys,
now I'm ramming
guys,
his fucking
guys,
chair.
Guys.
Now I'm ramming his fucking chair.
Guys. Oh, boy. Guys, stop the fighting.
You really won't be able to walk. You really won't be able to walk when I fucking get to you, motherfucker.
Oh, boy. Guys, come on now.
You fucking human paperweight.
I mean, is it worth it? I mean, is this worth it? Is this worth it?
No, it's not. But you can't tell anybody anything.
Yeah, well, emotions run high, you know. I mean, you have a gentleman in that gentleman's house, and I guess he was calling. He calls in the radio show.
He's biting me now. He's biting me. Fuck you.
Well, they're all looking for greener grass, and they're never going to find it.
Yeah. I mean, is there any hope of this marriage being fixed here? Or is it over? I would say after this scenario, I would say
hang on. Guys, I'm back on the phone. It's over. This is, I cannot take this. I don't want fighting in my home. This is over.
Well, then you shouldn't have invited Brian over.
Yeah. I think that's a powder keg for violence or a confrontation. To have another man come into your husband's home, even though you thought he was cheating, you know, I would say that's you're asking for trouble.
He's fucking, he's taking his goddamn fucking piss bag and emptying it on me.
Oh boy! Oh god!
Hey Beverly, why don't you go downstairs and separate these two?
Yeah. Yeah, or call for assistance.
It appears to me you don't care about either one of them.
He's taking this piss in his shit bag.
Oh boy, that's assault. That is the worst kind of assault ever. Man. So
and they're landing on Mars.
Guys, I am in a wheelchair too, and the lift is downstairs, and I cannot get it back up unless one of them sends it back up.
Oh,
that is
no.
Why I am not down there.
Who takes care of the child? How does the child get any care?
Call a neighbor.
The child is flying up here with me. It's not a question of that.
Well, what is going on down there?
Call a neighbor, because if you call 911, you're all going to jail.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. First of all, our son is fine. I put him back to bed. Secondly,
it's not fine. Because if this isn't a crank call and this is jail, and you call 911, you're all going to jail, and your son's not going to be fine because you won't have him anymore.
Yeah. No.
They'll take them. Yeah.
Okay, so those two, they're in separate rooms now, and there's a mess all over the floor.
Oh, boy.
I don't know who did what to who.
Well, what are you going to do now? How are you going to make it through the night? I mean, are you going to ask Brian to leave, or someone's going to have to leave?
Yeah.
I don't try. I wouldn't, you know.
Well, he's going to leave, or I'm going to leave. But, no, he will leave, and we'll deal with this.
Are you going to file for divorce?
In the morning. I mean, ask me in 24 hours. I think so, yeah. I don't see a way around it.
You don't see you guys working this out, I would say no. I mean, obviously, well, he has a 28-year-old that's younger, and he's messing around with her, and you're messing around with another guy, Brian.
Hang on, I'm back on the phone.
Yeah, I mean...
Hang on, I'm trying to watch this. shit off of me. That's some guy you got up there.
Oh, boy.
That's some guy you got up there.
I would say stinks in that house right now.
Some cool tricks. Oh, the wretch. Oh.
Well, I mean, I would like to help you out here. What can we do for you here? I mean, what else can I do for you? I mean, you put quite a show on here for everybody.
Yeah, that wasn't my intention. I didn't even know you would speak to her. And I thank you. I don't blame you. I thank you. But I didn't see it going this way.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
who even knew that you could be intimate with people? Who even knew? I mean, you had a whole rap. You couldn't even do that. You had a whole rap. You know, the whole year of marriage. You had a whole thing.
Yeah, well, turns out there was a reason. There was a reason. The reason was you.
Oh boy.
The reason was you. Maybe I smelled it on you. Maybe I smelled him on you. I don't know.
Well, I would say this
is
shows
what,
out to,
David,
the world we live in.
The only time I ever felt paralyzed, the only time I ever felt paralyzed down there was when I was with you.
Well, I think you guys need to divorce each other and separate and not take it out on the child. I think the child needs to.
I have to tell you, Beverly, you've done, you're an ice cold bitch. You really are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you really are. You really are.
Well.
You stink worse than your fucking boyfriend.
Uh-oh. Well, I would say you guys are not heading for any marriage counseling anytime soon, right?
Right now, I got to wheel into the goddamn shower because I'm covered with this shit.
Well, partner, I mean, I feel for you. I mean, I feel for both of you. I don't know what else we can do for you here, but I appreciate you calling in and sharing your. Maybe you'll call in a couple weeks or a month or so and let us know how the divorce proceedings are going. Another broken family in America.
I'm going to be ill.
Yeah.
Oh, my
another
God.
Broken family in America. Well, are you okay?
No, he is here.
Well, I mean, I got to kind of let you go here. I mean, I've got other callers. I don't want to put that. I'm kind of like a little worried about you, though. How are you guys? Are you guys gonna? Well, I'll definitely pray for you and your family. I'm sorry to hear that this has happened.
Yeah.
Both of you did wrong, though. Well, thank you. Well, thank you for sharing your personal problems here on the my podcast show. But this is the world we live in. Understanding the times in which we live today.
I'm sorry, man. It's just pissing the shit up, fucking heaving.
All right. I think you guys need to clean that up and get that because you have a child in the house there. So that's very toxic. So, but thank you for calling in here tonight. I appreciate it. There. Be good, guys. All right, guys, there he goes. We got him off the air there. I don't know. What do you think there, Connecticut there? What do you think?
What do I think? Wow. Well, if it wasn't a spam caller or whatever just trying to put on a show.
Well, they went through a lot of trouble, didn't they?
Yeah, and they did a good job if that was the case. But if it's real, they're living the American dream, and you know, and they're going to
what it's all about. Yep.
Right, and they're going to be paying attorneys for many years to come, and neither one of them are going to get any justice, because that 28-year-old is going to fly to Coop quicker than you can say, you know, you have no money. and the other one there, what's he going to do? So you know what? They're better off just parting ways and going in their own direction, and then amicably splitting up, and then going from there. But you know, if they both need help and they're both handicapped, then I don't see why they can't work something out between them.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to get the courts involved, that's for sure, because you're not going to get any justice there. I mean, there's, you know, that's going to be courts. You know, you're looking at a lot of problems. But I don't know. Where do we begin from here now? I don't know.
Because that's what it's all about, the courts and paying money, and you got a 10-year-old. So you've got at least 8 years now of monetary discomfort, and if you're handicapped, I don't know what your income could be or how much cash you manage to stash in the bank, but you won't have that for long. That's for damn sure.
Well, I don't think they could touch the disability. I don't think they can go after their income, but I wonder how that would work out. They can't make one or the other pay child support. Because I think if you're collecting disability, they can't come after that. It's protected. I'm not sure how that works.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to work. But in this day and age, Hillary Clinton wasn't supposed to wipe the server with a cloth either, but she got away with it. So, you know, you just better hold your breath and hope to hell you get a fair deal if you go that route. Quite frankly, I wouldn't want to go that route.
Oh, I know. Just the amount of terrible. It's just terrible. But that's the broken. That's the American family today. That's the American family. You know, actually really probably is true.
The grass is always greener someplace else when it's not. Instead of working out the problems yourself.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. You're absolutely true. That's absolutely true. I don't know where else to go here with the phone calls here tonight. I'm a little petrified about taking any more. But I guess take a minute here and I'll scan the board. Scott, you know, understanding the times in which we live today, I would say that pretty much depicts what America is about today and where America's heading. And the thesis part, we're heading towards the toilet bowl. You know, that's what America's heading, right? I don't know, you just broke up on me there. He did. All right, well, I'll be back in about 2 minutes here. We'll check the phone lines here, and then we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Wait a minute, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wait a minute.
You're breaking up
that?
On me. Bad.
Yeah,
there you go.
How's that? Well, you know, I got something that's made in China here, so what do you expect? The only thing that got me is they did a very good job on a call. And when I told her to go down there and break it up, she informed me that she couldn't because she's in a wheelchair, and the lift is at the bottom of the stairs. And not 60 seconds later, she's telling everybody how the floor is all littered with urine and feces and everything. So I'm wondering how that happened.
I don't know. I didn't get that from the call there. But, well, anybody, 657-383-0616, press number one here. I'll be back in about, 2 minutes here, and we'll try to carry on with the show. If not, I don't know where to go from there. I mean, I really don't.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings up on their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 when the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest,
These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only three when the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
If your killer instincts are not clean and strong, you will hesitate at the moment of truth. You will not kill. You will become dead Marines. And then you will be in a world of shit. Because Marines are not allowed to die without permission. Do you maggots understand?
Sir! Yes, sir!
Do I ever feel like Sisyphus?
Yeah.
Of course I do. I've been waiting for people to start saying, like, oh, you put another picture of the sweat and of a squat rack. Really? But I don't know if they understand. I've been getting on that squat rack and grinding it out for 25 years.
I've been asking where the Trump supporters are, right? Why we've been so quiet? Where all the Trumpies at, right? That's what I've been hearing. We've been here the whole time. We don't need a safe space. We don't burn down our cities. We don't riot when things don't go our way. And if we lose
the... All right, everybody, Joseph Gibson Podcasting here, understanding the times in which we live today. If you missed the first part of the show there, we started off with conspiracy theories and whatnot, started talking about, what we usually talk about. And then we had a caller call in, and apparently he cheated on his wife. And then he suspected his wife was cheating on him. And, of course, I talked to the wife, and she was cheating and actually had the guy upstairs in the house while this guy was on the phone. So that it was quite of a debacle there. So it was a very interesting call. But hopefully they're getting along now and cleaning up the crap, I guess you could say. I don't know. I don't know where to go from the show any further here on that. But the phone number is 657-383-0616. I guess I could generate a couple talking points here and see what's going on here. But we did have the COVID police that are going out. And actually, I did want to contact the medical institution there and find out what's going on with that. Are they going to be going door-to-door in my area, actually, and, asking about vaccinations and whatnot, and, or trying to persuade people to get vaccinated. And one of the callers there from Connecticut mentioned, if they start asking you about if you've been vaccinated, does that violate the HIPAA laws? I mean, because they're not supposed to know anything about your personal information, right? I mean, your medical. I mean, are they allowed to inquire about that? Does that violate Connecticut? You still on the line there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I mean, what would that violate of the HIPAA laws? I mean, can they inquire about that?
Well, I don't know, but how would they know to come talk to you anyway, if they don't already know?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point, actually. The
best bet is don't even talk to them. You're under no obligation to talk to them.
All right, well, we got they talk about this right now, leading to full-blown martial law, Biden administration planning door-to-door forced inoculations.
Try it out here. Yeah, scare you to death.
When I tell you what they're going to do, it's just when I tell you at the time, it sounds crazy, because we all have a normalcy bias of living in a free country when we don't now, and they're in the process of destroying what freedoms are left. So let me tell you what's coming up today, and let me explain what's going to come next. Because I could sit there and play the clips of me predicting it all and then show it come true. But wouldn't you rather just skip right ahead to the end so that people get horrified and say no to this and we stop this total nightmare? Could we please maybe just maybe do that, okay? That'd be nice. Because that's where we are. This is an exact plan. Like Biden got up and he said, if I get elected, surge the border. And then he acts like he doesn't know what's going on. This is all premeditated, and they're going to destabilize the country till it economically and culturally collapses and use that as a cover as the global world reset, where you get a global ID and a global cell phone and a global chip in your body. And again, how do I know that's going to happen? It's in all the Davos Group and UN announcements. I can play videos of them saying it. They're not playing games.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Pro-Trump riots, January 6th, were instigated by the feds, you can choose a show that claims that is true. You can choose a TV star who claims it's real. Carlson is a conspiracy monger, but he's far from the first. As my colleague Oliver Darcy pointed out this week, Carlson is sounding more and more like InfoWars host and notorious conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. You can hear the similarities.
The NSA has been reading our emails. It's not that I think the government spies on me. It's admitted that they do.
It is a lie to say there are no risks. There are risks in everything, including in getting a vaccine.
Everybody's got family that got killed or got sick from a vaccine.
So FBI operatives were organizing the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, according to government documents.
It is overwhelming, the evidence that criminal elements of the federal government provocateured and staged January 6th.
All right. Oliver Darcy is back with me. I think the sound speaks for itself. Is it a stretch to say that Tucker Carlson is the new Alex Jones?
It's not a stretch, Brian. Tucker Carlson is the new Alex Jones. If you watch Tucker Carlson's program and you watch Alex Jones's program, they might differ a little bit in antics and in the way they deliver their message, but that message to viewers is consistent, and it's pretty identical, whether it's talking about vaccine conspiracy theories, false flag conspiracy theories, deep state conspiracy theories. The messages that Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones are sending are the same. They seem to see eye to eye on the biggest issues that they talk about every single night.
Don't blink. Don't even blink.
Do we know anything about their relationship, whether they have one? Because we played two back-to-back sound bites. One is of Tucker sympathizing with Jones, but the other one has Alex Jones basically saying, hey, I'm going to let Tucker present this January 6th conspiracy theory first. I'm going to let Tucker present the inside job theory because he's going to do a great job with it. And when I heard that, I thought, are these two guys in cahoots? Like, are they friends? Do they communicate? Let's listen to these two sound bites, and then we'll talk about it.
I made the decision not to get into this until it broke on Tucker, because I thought he'd do a better job than I did. He did. He did a great job in 15 minutes.
Why do we laugh at Alex Jones again? Sincere question.
Are they bros? What do we know about the relationship?
It does sound lock into each other, right, Brian? Look, you don't have to take it from us. Just listen to that clip you played of Tucker Carlson. He's basically saying that he doesn't think that that Alex Jones' views are out there, that they're crazy. Evidently, he thinks that they're legitimate and should be debated, and he's bringing them up on his own show. And, Brian, this matters because these far-right conspiracy theories, they used to be confined to the InfoWars section on the Internet. You used to have to seek them out. I'm not that old, but I remember when the Republican Party and Fox News mocked Alex Jones and said, that guy is crazy, we're not going to touch the stuff. But now, Fox's face is effectively Alex Jones. The de facto leader of the Republican Party is touting the same stuff that Jones touts on his show.
And Fox remains silent about what if, what would be, if true, an abuse of power. If the NSA is actually reading Tucker's emails, then that's really disturbing. But for some reason, Fox hasn't condemned the NSA. They haven't demanded an investigation. They haven't called for congressional inquiry. Like, Fox hasn't said anything. It's like they don't believe him. CNN ratings today, low watermark this week. On Monday, not a single show cracked 1 million viewers.
The no-fly list. I've been so busy, I haven't asked him yet. We'll discover that here all day. But here's one of those moments where we've been so far ahead of the curve, we're behind it. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get so far ahead, you kind of find your tail. You come back and kind of lap yourself and lap everybody else. And I'd love to take the credit for it. A lot of people are freaking out right now. It was trending again all over the internet yesterday. Alex Jones predicting door-to-door forced inoculations. And jeepers, creepers, you know, Metallica's back on tour, and they're going to be in Kentucky, and they're going to be in Florida, they're going to be other places in September. And I'd kind of like to go see Metallica again. I haven't seen them in probably 20 years, but I probably won't. But the point is, I know where they're having shows. Just like George Strait is going to be playing the Houston Rodeo coming up in a few months, and I may get tickets to that. Just because I really love George Strait. But see, if George Strait shows up in a month and a half at the Houston Rodeo, and people go, how the hell did Alex Jones say George Strait was going to be here? Because he made an announcement. See? And so this is a real paradox. They're calling me Nostradamus. They are just everywhere saying, oh, my God, everything he says keeps happening just like he said. And that's fun to have people saying all that, but that's not what's happening. Do you understand that I can play you hours of Bill Clinton and George Soros and Hillary and Chelsea bragging that they get billions of dollars a year to run the contact tracers and that they are going to be coming to your door with forced inoculation soon? They said that last year, licking their damn lips, and then I read what the UN said the plan was. When they release the next virus is to actually take people out of their houses and put us in giant emergency camps, which they're admittedly building in the U.S., already have in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and they're already putting tens of thousands of people in them. And this is a way to disappear their political dissidents and just get used to police coming to people's houses and dragging people away. And they admit that's the plan, total martial law. But see, the average person doesn't think 10, 15 steps ahead or read globalist white papers like I do. I spent another 2 hours last night reading Davos Group white papers because it's knowing the future. They run the damn planet. So, of course, Biden came out and said, we're coming to your door to harass you to take a shot yesterday. He's a puppet. And I'll use this again. If I was going to go to see the Nutcracker at the Austin Symphony, which I've probably seen 6, 7 times with my children over the years, it's a great Christmas tradition. I know the Nutcracker. I've seen the Nutcracker a bunch in my life, probably 20 times total in my life. My mom used to take me there when I was a kid, the Dallas Symphony. But if I'd never been to the Nutcracker, they give you a program, and it tells you what's coming up next. So we can beat this real easy if we stop taking each phase of it like it's new and just grew out of a Jack-in-the-Beanstalk somewhere. This is all real. This is a program. It's an operation. Kind of like I know every year on the side of the highway in Texas, they're going to be selling peaches on the side of the road because that's when the peaches come in. Kind of like I know that once the fall and the winter gets here and once it's Thanksgiving, then it's deer hunting season. So I'm not Nostradamus when I tell you what they're going to do. It's just when I tell you at the time, it sounds crazy because we all have a normalcy bias of living in a free country when we don't now, and they're in the process of destroying what freedoms are left. So let me tell you what's coming up today, and let me explain what's going to come next. Because I could sit there and play the clips of me predicting it all and then show it come true. But wouldn't you rather just skip right ahead to the end so that people get horrified and say no to this and we stop this total nightmare? Could we please maybe just maybe do that, okay? That'd be nice. Because that's where we are. This is an exact plan. Like Biden got up and he said, if I get elected, surge the border. And then he acts like he doesn't know what's going on. This is all premeditated, and they're going to destabilize the country till it economically and culturally collapses and use that as a cover as the global world reset, where you get a global ID and a global cell phone and a global chip in your body. And again, how do I know that's going to happen? It's in all the Davos Group and UN announcements. I can play videos of them saying it. They're not playing games. They are already killing millions of people with the poison vaccines. It's confirmed. And so we're living in the last days of even being able to be on air and talk about this. You're going to need to record all these shows. You're going to need to get ready to make copies, because once everybody's off the air, oh, this information will be trillions of times more powerful. That's why we're way ahead of them in ways, because so many people have been educated about the globalist plan. When they clamp things down and take everybody off the air, folks are going to know the extermination comes next. They're going to know going along with it's going to mean the enemy wins. And so they're going to end up losing. They were going to win if we hadn't done this up front and if I hadn't sacrificed my ass to do it. But I was going to get destroyed anyway, so I might as well make sure they lose, even though they're going to take me down with them. And I get my most enjoyable pleasure out of that because they're not going to win. They're going to lose. And we've seen to that, haven't we, together? You who supported this show, you did it. Because
All right, everybody, understanding the times are good today. Okay, yeah, forced inoculations. We've been talking about that for a long time now. But Biden's going to roll, obviously rolling out his plan, and they're going to go door to door. And then if you don't take it, and you don't, and they're going to put you down. They're going to say, oh yeah, well, what's your name? What's your date of birth, sir? What's your telephone number? And like they do at the grocery stores, and you know whatnot. What's your telephone number? And they're going to put you down in their little files there, and you're going to be in a data bank someplace. Then, you know, they'll run your name. Maybe you're a convicted felon. Maybe you got tickets. Maybe whatever it may be. And they'll come get you, pull you over, whatever. The plan is huge. There's a lot of intricate needles to this plan, I guess you could say. And it's just not one pack of wolves going out house to house to house. There's many, many, many different packs of wolves, I guess you could say, all over the country, all over the world, that are ready to attack and feed on you. The New World Order is coming. It's already at your doorstep. 657-383-0616. Press number one. Let's go to, I still got Connecticut there. Let me press the private caller here. Go ahead, private caller.
Hey, Joe, what's up? I got a hot one for you if you're interested.
Sure, why not?
Look, remember Joe Biden told us that we don't need to worry about their right to keep and bear arms because, the armed forces got F-15s and nuclear weapons?
Yeah.
Well, I just thought maybe you might be interested in maybe taking your baby steps toward redressing that balance between the imbalance, rather, between the government and the citizenry. I just thought I'd pull your coat to the fact that there is a M3 Stuart light tank for sale, and the bid right now, apparently it's in running condition, the bid right now is at 15, just slightly over 15 grand, and it ends in 6 days. It's got a 37-millimeter demilitarized M22 cannon. Unfortunately, the breech block has been removed. And I think the tachometer, they said tachometer doesn't work. But otherwise, it's in running conditions. And I'm a pretty good mechanic, and I used to be a tanker. I can get it running for you completely if you want.
Yeah. But the question is,
so if you
want to
bid for it, just let me know. I'll pull you the way you can go put your bid in, and you can go some small way toward redressing the imbalance. Now, I got to warn you, the minimum armor thickness on the thing, the sides, the rear, the front, is like 1 inch on the sides. 2 inches on the gun mantlet. That's good enough to stop 50 caliber armor piercing maybe, but not much more than that. But most of the guns the cops got ain't going to be able to get through it. Just letting you know.
Yeah. But the question is, if I buy that tank or somebody buys that tank and they park it in their backyard, is it against the law? You know, are you allowed to drive that up and down the road?
You got to look at your ordinances for type of vehicle. After all, it's a track vehicle. But it does have rubber track blocks. In the automotive part of a tank, there's nothing unusual about that as far as weaponry concerned. The only thing they talk about is the cannon, which is instructive advice, and, of course, the machine guns, like the coaxial machine gun, the bow-mounted machine gun, the gun mounted on the turret or the cupola, that would, of course, be regulated under National Firearms, like just like any machine gun. But the automotive portion of it is completely unregulated, other than, you know, where you can drive it on a road according to local and state ordinances. But for the most part, you know, as long as you comply with the traffic laws, you got the right turn signals, brake lights, and all that other stuff on it. I've seen them driving on the highway.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
well,
not the kind of thing you really want to drive on a highway, but because you got to have rubber, you got to have a kind that's got rubber track blocks. It's got steel tracks. No, you can't take it on the road.
Yeah.
But the M3
but
has got
to,
rubber track blocks.
It'd be good to just park in your backyard so that if society does break down and you know, the roving bands of gangs and
it's
whatnot.
It's legal.
You know?
I'm just trying to tell you, the automotive part of a tank is perfectly legal.
Yeah. What else do they got
for
sale?
You know, running gear, all the suspension and all that. I'm kind of halfway kidding, but now it sounds to me like you might even be interested. I don't know.
I'm
just
more
halfway
like
kidding.
Hey,
you sound
bunker.
Like you got a serious intake. I'm just halfway kidding, you know.
I'd like an underground bunker, you know. I mean, that,
but
that would be
the
nice,
price,
you know.
The price, though, $15,000 for a historically significant tank, that's not too bad. It's run, and it runs.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I like those Tiger tanks the Germans had. Those are things that were
No. You don't want no Tiger tank. No. Not even get one. They're too damn heavy. There's no bridge. Very few bridges can carry them. They were unreliable. You know, mechanical nightmare to maintain. The M3 Stuart tank, Paraguay still uses it for training. It's very reliable, easy to maintain. That's why they stayed in service for so long in a lot of countries in South America.
Yeah.
They really did.
Yeah. Somebody
no, you don't
can't
want
be
a Tiger.
Drunk.
A Tiger,
somebody
you ain't going to be able to find no parts for it. You ain't going to be able to keep it running. It's a museum piece.
Somebody said you can't be drunk to drive the tank on the highway. So, I don't know.
Well, I don't think you can drunk drive anything on the highway.
Yeah, I know, right?
In fact, in a lot of states, you can't even operate a motor vehicle on your own property if you're intoxicated. Depends on the state. In Illinois, you can't. You're not allowed to drive under the influence of any motor vehicle, even on your private property.
Well, we all know that, but I got another caller here who wants to jump in here. 352, go ahead, 352.
Hey, Sarge, do they have an A-10 Warthog up for sale?
I'm sure they're not yet. They haven't put them in surplus yet. I don't believe you can find one of those.
Because I know.
But if you're looking for a good ground attack aircraft that is still available, even though it's going to cost you an arm and a leg and a veritable fortune, you might be able to come across a P-47 Thunderbolt.
Actually, I'd rather have an F-4U Corsair.
Well, they're still available, too.
To be honest,
you
I'd rather not have any of them.
$1 million or $1.5 million, you might be able to find one in running condition.
I'd rather have a peace of society that respects law.
I know that there's a military surplus out there at the graveyard that are selling the A-10s for like a half a million minus the 40-millimeter Gal.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they put them up on the surplus market yet. So there you go. I'm sure you're gonna do some work on them, though. I don't know if you're gonna be able to find the parts for them or not.
That's the biggest problem. I'd have to have one fully armed.
Yeah, especially with that Gal, man. You know that's gonna be problematic. And then I guarantee you the ATF is gonna be looking at you. Talk about that's not only under the NFA Act. That is considered an explosive device.
It is.
So you got two things there. You got the automatic weapon, and owing to the bore size being over 37 millimeter is considered
exactly.
An explosive.
Plus, it also fires depleted uranium rounds, which makes it a national security.
Yeah, mass security issue, even though they don't explode. Yeah, right. Yeah, well, there you go. Well, like I said, man, if you're looking for one, I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily want a warthog, because, you know, I don't know about being able to maintain that sucker. But like I said, B-47, hey, you know, them things could run. You shoot out a couple cylinders, and the engine will still run.
Well, I mean, that's the same way with the F-4U and also the F-4 Phantom.
Yeah, two engines in that.
Well, with the way the economy's going right now, I don't think anybody's going to afford it. You know, going to afford anything. So, and if they crush the economy, don't worry. We'll be all worried about food, not tanks, you know?
Exactly.
Doesn't the M3 have dual Cadillac engines?
Say what?
Well, that's,
no,
that's
you're
why,
thinking
that's
about
why.
The M5. The M5 had the Cadillac engines. It was based on the M3. The M3 had a radial aircraft engine.
Okay, and the weight of it was what, 40,000 pounds?
About 14 tons, a little over 14 tons.
14
those
tons.
Light tank, light tank.
And the largest helicopter can pick up how much weight?
You mean like a sky crane?
Well, yeah, the largest helicopters, 20, 30, 40 tons.
Yeah, that's a real big one. Sky crane can pick up about that much.
So I can see Joe driving down the street now and then a big sky crane coming over and just picking him up and carting him away.
There you go.
Could be.
Put an electro magnet on the bottom up and zap him up.
Pretty maneuverable, though. They might not be able to neutral steer, but they can turn pretty sharp.
I hear that.
Well, you know what I put up there? I put up on social media last night there. I put the diary of the Confederate officer. Lieutenant Colonel John Withers, and there's some interesting stuff in that diary, let me tell you. You know,
I got a comment on your post. The typewriter was invented the same year that letter was typed. That's strange.
It wasn't typed, it was handwritten.
No, hey, the one I see is typed, and it's typed on teletype paper from WW2.
Okay. Yeah.
You want to talk about, well, I think, the most amazing general of the Civil War, you got to talk about the Wizard of the Saddle, Nathan Bedford Forrest. Good God.
Exactly.
That guy
was a genius. That man was a genius.
That man was a military genius and the goddamn gutsiest son of a bitch I think any army's ever turned out.
He should have led the Confederate forces instead of Lee.
He accomplished some things only a comic book writer would come up with, but it was witnessed by literally dozens of people, the exploits this guy did. I mean, and he was self-taught. He went in the Confederate Army as a private.
Exactly.
The get down first is with the mostest. I mean, he was just amazing in his daring, his dash, his tactical genius. Good God.
Well, what do you think about these dating robots? Well, what do you think about these dating robots, Sarge? Sarge, do you think about these AI dating robots? AI dating robots that Elon Musk has come out with. I mean, I'm sure if you look on YouTube, you look up Sophia, the robot. I mean, these robots look
I've seen it. It's depressing. I've seen it. It's very depressing. I mean, what if they would program all of these sex robots with the personality of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Just think about it. You can have whatever you want, but it acts like AOC.
Or Stormy Daniels.
Yeah. Well, you got Christy Alley.
That's one of the most depressing things I've ever seen, man. I looked at that and read that. I just got depressed.
Well, you got Christy Alley. She does she's doing a meeting there, and she angers the entire crowd, and they want to ban her now. She's saying that entertainment is leading us down a road to accept pedophilia.
Yes,
you know, and,
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true.
I think it's sad about that. That's a trend I've been noticing in like last two or three years.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really trying to lower the age of consent now to like 14, and they're going to start after that. They're going to lower it even lower than that.
That's why they're not going after anybody on the Lolita Express.
Yeah.
I mean, that's actually been going on for the last 20 to 30 years. I mean, look at the guy they did caught with Bill Clinton at his island. I can't Epstein. He's been doing that for 20 or 30 years.
Yeah,
I know.
Catholic Church. Is
and that's all we know about. Imagine how long it's actually been going on.
By the way,
Joe, I heard what those folks were saying about Alex Jones. They're trying to dismiss Alex Jones as being a conspiracy nut. I'm going to tell you something right now. No matter what anybody thinks about Alex Jones, I think he's infinitely more reliable than anybody at CNN or MSNBC. Okay?
Yeah.
And no matter what shortcomings he may or may not have, I trust him vastly more than I do anyone at CNN or MSNBC. And many of the ones at ABC, CBS, and NBC.
Well, you got to remember this. Dan Bongino, Alex Jones, Hannity, Tucker Carlson, they're all scrambling to trying to take Rush Limbaugh's place.
True.
Well, I don't think anybody can take his place. He was the original, but there are certainly people who can aspire to his spot. I mean, Rush Limbaugh was one of a kind individual.
But I
got to admit, these guys out here, but you know, competition breeds excellence, and these guys are all putting out some excellent information.
Yeah, well, speaking of which, these vaccinations are causing brain trauma. They said over 1 million people have died from these vaccinations already. That's what they're saying. I know personally five people that died.
And we're calling them vaccinations, and they're not vaccinations because they have no qualities of a vaccination.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You think it's that many? I mean, I don't know. I'm not claiming to know. Do you really think 1 million people have died as a direct result of the vaccination?
Worldwide, yes. Oh, yeah. Yep. In my area, I know of five people, myself, and that's not even inquiring. That's just by hearing word of mouth and knowing people. You know, Paul died, this guy died, you know, stuff like that, you know, and it was from the vaccine.
I'll have to look into that because I really don't know, but that seems like an awfully high number. Are you talking about worldwide or in the United States?
Yeah, worldwide. Yeah, worldwide.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe so. Yeah.
Did you investigate the three countries' presidents, as I told you about before?
Oh, yeah, the three presidents that were assassinated or died, and there were the only three countries in the world that did not accept the vaccination. They would not vaccinate the people. Three presidents of three countries that have died.
What are the odds of that happening?
Yeah, I don't know which countries they are, but...
Well, did they ever find out what toxin killed all three of them?
What toxin did you say?
Yeah.
Was assassinated, and the other two, I believe, died of heart attacks.
Well, if you look at the symptoms, that's the same symptoms that the Russians use. They use a poison called ricin.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know this whole thing with Russia and everything and the internet and breaking into this and attacking the pipeline and everything, this is so easily fixed. It's pathetic. The thing is that, you know, they've got you looking over here when they're pulling a rabbit out of their hat over there.
Well, look, Haiti's president.
Of course.
Haiti's president dies. He gets assassinated. President Burundi, Pierre, dies at 55 of a heart attack. And then another one that dies. Burundi president dies of illness suspected to be COVID related. Three die, and what did they die from?
Well,
we don't know.
Yeah. Well, didn't all three of those men die within a week? About a seven day span.
Exactly. Yes. What are the odds of that? And those three countries didn't accept the vaccine.
Yeah.
Can you say conspiracy?
Yeah. Well, it's more than a conspiracy, because the American public and the world is actually going along with this vaccine, and that's what's giving them the right to come to your door. I said this a year ago. It was the Jacobson case in 1905 and Koch's postulance, which is the process for creating the vaccine. The Jacobson study, they wanted this man to take a vaccine back then in 1905, and he refused. And the bottom line here is the court said that since most of the population has taken it, you have to take it too.
Hmm. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know. All right, concluding thoughts here to tonight's podcast. Go ahead, Connecticut. I'll go with you first since you were here first.
And all the governors made executive orders for you to take that vaccine. Governors don't make laws. Your legislature does. You've been fooled. I've been fooled. We've all been fooled, or the majority has been fooled. And the majority is getting the vaccine, and that's why they're going to force it upon you. The Koch's postulance is the process for creating a vaccine, and all these vaccines, alleged vaccines, but they're not vaccines because they contain nothing that a vaccine should contain, are not vaccines at all. And it's an mRNA, and it's going to attack everyone likely down the road. They don't know. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people are dying from this alleged vaccine. And the results and what's going to happen from it, who knows? We just don't know. But we do know that I believe it's young women who take this in their first or second trimester, always have an abortion or stillbirth, and that's happening big time. So who knows what the outcome will be down the road when they have an mRNA. It's not a vaccine. It's an mRNA. That's the way it is. And we've been all fooled, and that's all I have to say on that.
All right. Mel, you want to go ahead real quick before I get to Sarge?
Well, now doesn't that basically attack the genetic code and rewrite it?
I heard genetic code, and that's what it does. It attacks the genetic code, yes, mRNA.
But it also rewrites the DNA code, too.
Exactly. And who knows what's going to happen down the road? You could have a tail 20 years from now.
Well, yeah.
Well, Sarge, go ahead. You want to take us out, Sarge?
Well, yeah. When it comes to vaccines, I took both versions of the Moderna vaccine, but I did it voluntarily after careful consideration of all of the options. I am completely against anybody being forced to take particularly an experimental vaccine. But hell, even if it was accepted by the FDA, I'd be absolutely against anyone being forced to take any vaccine, including this one, especially for the reasons that they cite. So as far as I'm concerned, this is like a hill to die on if necessary. And police are being criminalized in my former state of Illinois. There's an obscenity of a bill that has come out that is going to criminalize the police.
We need to cover that tomorrow night.
And any police officer's report is going to make it possible for them to launch a criminal investigation and criminal charges against a police officer. These people know no bounds in what they're willing to do to the civil order of this public.
We need to cover that tomorrow night, Sarge. Maybe we'll dig into that bill and see what's in that bill and talk about that tomorrow night. So
yeah, I'll give you the number and everything because it's insidious.
And all right, everybody. Well,
It could be a bellwether of what might be forthcoming across the entire country.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Sarge.
Right. Hey, go ahead, man.
Send Joe that bill number, and Joe will send it to me, and I'll read into it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow night. All righty, everybody.
Yep.
All right, Sarge, everybody. God bless the Republic. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Good night.
councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only three when the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only three when the Green Beret. Back to home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win